Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's not so shy Johnny come lately. Start my show late today, an hour late. Oh my gosh, it's a minute after 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so I'm not going to be here too long this afternoon. Just to catch you up on my latest news, I am now part of the newly unwashed unemployed. Finally happened, the other shoe dropped. I got let go this week because they have dissolved the dispatch department there at Pacific National Security. So if you need to call for a security guard, well, you're going to call Utah, and then they're going to relay your call to somewhere else and some other person. And hopefully they'll be able to keep it together. The owner was not too happy. He kicked me down a little bit of extra money because he felt so bad about having to let me and the other guy go. He said the place was not managed very well in his absence, and he was off in other states buying other companies and leaving the store in the hands of people who were not doing a real good job at it. They lost a bunch of accounts, and subsequently, me. So I'm in the market for a good job, a day job, a full-time job, one that comes with benefits, one that hopefully will sustain me and pay my rent and take care of my business as I pursue my future endeavors, among which are reviewing the possibility of opening a bicycle shop right down the street. That would be wonderful, but apparently it's going to take a large outlay of cash, other people's money, because I don't got none myself. Even after I start working, I suspect I still won't got none. Just knowing the atmosphere of the corporate world and how they treat ya, and how you're likely to get treated by an even smaller company if it's not a corporate company. It's just a matter of cutting a fair deal coming in the door. You live and you learn. I ain't going to be signing off my lunch no more. And I may have to go after these guys for making me sign off my lunch all those 16 months I worked for them. Oh, well. 'Tis neither here nor there. 'Tis somewhere else. But, you know, that old saw about how, well, I didn't lose my job. I know where it is. It's just somebody else is working it. Well, that's not really true. This time I did lose my job, and they did lose my job, too. Me and Keith are busting out into the world and trying to find new work. And it's a whole new world every time I try. Every time I try. Well, enough of my troubles. And I think it said that this song was James Brown. Let's see if it is or not, okay? Here, CD1. Here, play. Oh, it's that riff. Oh, it's that riff.
Ain't a punk. Ain't a punk. Ain't a punk. Ain't a punk. Ain't it punkin'? Ain't it punkin'? Ain't it punkin'? Ain't it punkin'? Ain't it punkin'?
Where's Tucker Booth when I need him? Where are you, Tucker Booth? Get in here and run this riff for me. Are all the cuts on this CD like this? I don't know. Now I'm curious.
Ain't a fucking. 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 Ain't a fucking.
Hey, I'll rent you this CD, man. Hey, this is some good stuff here. Let's see what this other thing sounds like.
Oh, let's just go home, baby.
A good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to station WEFUNK, better known as We Funk, or deeper still, the Mothership Connection, home of the extraterrestrial brothers, dealers of funky music, P-Funk, Uncut Funk, The Bomb.
Coming to you directly from the Mothership, top of the chocolate Milky Way, 500,000 kilowatts of P-Funk power. So kick back, dig, while we do it to you in your eardrums. Oh, me? I'm known as Lollipop Man, alias the long-haired sucker. My motto is...
Make my the people.
I want my funk uncut.
Yeah, make my funk the people.
I want to get funked up.
Now, this is what I want y'all to do. If you got faults, defects, or shortcomings, you know, like arthritis, rheumatism, or migraines, whatever part of your body it is, I want you to lay it on your radio. Let the vibes flow through. Funk not only moves, it can remove. Dig? The desired effect is what you get when you improve your interplanetary functionship. Sir Lollipop Man, chocolate-coated freaking habit form. Doing it to you in 3D. So groovy that I dig me. Once upon a time called now. Somebody says, is there funk after death? I say it's 7 up. Yeah. P-funk. Uncut funk. Yeah, I dig. Let me put my sunglasses on. That's the law around here. You got to wear your sunglasses. Well, all right. Hey, I was digging on y'all funk for a while. Sound like it got a 3 on it, though, to me. You know, I was down south and I heard some funk with some main ingredients like Doobie Brothers, Blue Magic, David Bowie. It was cool. But can you imagine Doobie in your funk? Ho, W-E-F-U-N-K, We Funk.
Make my funk the P-Funk.
Oh.
I want my funk uncut.
Oh,
make my funk the P-Funk. I want to get funked up.
Him, I want the bomb.
I want the P-Funk,
y'all.
I want my funk septo. Make my funk the P-Funk.
home of the extraterrestrial brother. Big man, the people. I want my funk uncut. Make my funk the people, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are
the phone right there. There was more I was gonna play. Here, hold on. This is Screeching Weasel. Hit and the hits keep on happening. Here, try this.
We'll be right back. Comics.
God. If that didn't have your head throbbing or some other part of your anatomy throbbing, I don't know. Maybe you're dead. You better check your pulse. I just wanted to point out to you that even though I'm an old fart, I still listen to all kinds of music, even new stuff. So bear with me if you're an old fart. Let's harken back, I guess, to some old punk here. Let's see if this will work. Oh, shit. Here, I got to set it up. Oh, fuck. Where is it? Oh, right there. All right. Yeah. Okay. Let's see if this will work here. It takes a minute to load. You know how these things are. Shit. Nope, it ain't gonna work. Here, let me do this instead. Sorry, while I set this up again. Fuck. Alright, gonna do this instead. Just wait.
And our president, a man not easily fooled by his key advisors, warns of untold thousands of trained killers lurking out there, hot-footing around the globe, threatening the American stranglehold on world wrestling and our cherished cable culture, thereby depressing the world market for plastic stuff from the evil empire of China. Well, this is Bill Untermutter speaking for all the nice news folks here at CNN No Evil. And for those of you just reading my lips on the treadmill, try to follow this. Taliban wacky man, Alabam Dar Es Tower Salam, on the lam in back Pakistan. All right, so long for me. Good night and good news all over the globe.
I'm Stuffed Prawn.
And I'm the little gimmick in his pocket, but Momsy. And together we're...
The Grassroots Gourmet. We dined yesterday at Ye Pewter Tooth in Vicks Rub, Virginia. Billed as an authentic Revolutionary War restaurant, so I hope you wouldn't have to bite the pullet.
Hee-hee. It's housed in the former residence of Patriot Morris Sugar, who joked just before he was hung by the Brits, I regret I have but one lump to take for my country.
The feast begins with the maitre d' trotting past your table yelling, "The hors d'oeuvres are coming! The hors d'oeuvres are coming!" Followed by a ragged-looking waiter covered in macaroni and bearing a Revereware pewter platter overflowing with an old English horse meat peppered with melon balls and shot through with muscatel.
I then ordered the Ben Franklin kebab, kite tails, French tomatoes, and Philadelphia mince skewered on a lightning rod and flash-fried in a rainstorm.
Yum. I chose the melting pot pie. Scandinavian fish heads surrounded by new Irish potatoes and pasty English goose flesh, served with no upper crust in a Native American shell ground from the flour of our former Utes.
For dessert, George Washington's favorite thin gray gruel topped with cherry pits and seedless hemp seeds.
Yes, Washington ate here. This is stuff.
And but...
The grassroots gourmet. Ooh, another uprising.
It's 4th of July. There's a crisis in midterm America. While the specter of skeletal terror grins at us from every lamppost, an old figure, very well-loved, historic even, has reappeared, thrown his hat into the ring for a key House seat. In fact, he threw his head into the ring as well, the eyes bugging out as if on springs. Yes, the Duck, Daffy Duck, big star of an age long past, when thousands of women in Burbank drew repetitive pictures of him exploding instead of... however it is they do things nowadays. He's running. Running for his political life. Do you think he can succeed? I ask you, Tony Wallaby.
Well, Mick, according to last week's box office grosses, we Americans would rather have an Austrian with gigantic pecs rather than a cartoon duck starring for us in the Senate. And I say, good on
wait
to
minute,
them.
Wait a minute. Just because this canard isn't Austrian doesn't mean he isn't human. A duck has a heart, a gizzard, tasty legs.
Eat it à l'orange, Eleanor. A duck, a cartoon duck isn't human.
that eliminates the human factor, and that's to his advantage, and I think he's got a real chance. That's right. He's a winner.
Wrong, wrong, wrong. All of you are wrong. The answer is he hasn't got a chance in hell. If he were a real duck, not a lot of drawings of a duck going by real fast, he might have a chance, politics being what they are. Next topic. Hold on in a handbasket. Top government officials in Washington will not leave their beds after the FBI announced that terrorists were said to be targeting, get this, anyone with over $1 million wearing a suit. What? Dick Cheney, undisclosed, laying low, the president himself said to live in his jammies. Query for all of you, can a government function effectively from bed, I ask you, Eleanor?
Well, Mick, I think this is just ridiculous. Hmm? W would do a better job walking in his sleep. It's when he's awake that we've got a problem. Now, I don't care how much soft money he's got in his mattress.
Come on, I do all my best work in bed.
That's not what your old lady told me.
Tony.
Yeah?
Get a wife.
Eleanor is right.
All right. Hmm?
What? Right. Right. A sleeping bush gathers no moss. Big Finish group, patriotism, where are we? Scale of 1 to 10, 1 being Osama bin Laden and 10 being, say, The Rock. Andy.
2, Eminem.
Stupid. Eleanor.
5, Martha Stewart.
Ridiculous. Tony.
I'm going for a birdie with an 8, Tiger Woods.
You're in the rough on that one, Tony. You're all wrong. The answer is 11, Bill Maher, super patriot. Oh. That's it. Bye. Bye. Eleanor, what? You're driving me home.
Great. On this Labor Day weekend, we thought it would be a lot of fun to interview a few unusually hard-working members of the UWA, the Unwanted Workers of America.
Now that's right, Ricky. These are citizens who've created jobs for the 21st century that are as yet not recognized. For instance, sir,
yes.
This is Mr. Argon Dunce.
Yes, I'm a couch miner. I make a living kind of finding coins wherever I can, in furniture and sidewalks, and, you know, under cars sometimes, and sometimes at the bottom of this cup I hold when I'm taking a breather.
Oh, yeah, you look very familiar. I've passed you by many times.
I've seen you.
Oh, okay, ma'am?
Me?
Yes, what is your specialty?
Well, I find lost weight. You know, it has to go somewhere.
Well, have you found a lot?
No, not really, but everyone around me sure seems to.
Well,
sure.
There you go. And you, sir, what is it you do?
I'm Larry Lark, and I identify UFOs.
Wow. For example?
Well, yeah.
A,
swamp gas from the moon.
Sure.
B, pie plates or frisbees, often with dog attached.
Mm-hmm.
And C, these are the most frequent, flying saucers.
Oh.
I see one now.
No, this is my microphone pop filter. Keeps me from popping peas.
You wish.
Well, Ricky, we're running out of time, both figuratively and culturally, so let's just go around the table, starting with the overweight man with a bad toupee. What's your specialty?
Well, you know, at a fancy restaurant, when you order a half bottle of wine, I'm the guy who drinks the other half.
Okay, next.
Well, you know the expression, gum up the works? Mm-hmm. I chew the gum.
And finally?
Me, I'm a couch salter. I'll leave coins and furniture and on the street for couch miners to find.
Well, that case, let me introduce you to Mr. Dunce.
Hi.
Oh, hello there.
And you could just empty out your pockets and take the rest of the day off like the rest of us. Happy on Labor Day.
Hey, that's my wallet.
This is Hal Stark, prisoner of the 21st century. It's the Labor Day weekend. Labor Day, a celebration of work when no one is supposed to be working. So why am I sitting here in traffic, sweating my butt off, trying to get out of town? Feels like work to me, but I'm not getting paid for it. I guess I suffered a rolling blackout, but 6 hours and 12 miles later, I had a vague recollection of pulling into the high fire danger Grizzly Bear Malthus State Park Recreation Center, where after having my eyeballs scanned and my car dismantled, I was allowed at last to pull into camping space Mini Honka, where I was to spend the next 3 hours unpacking my gear. I had purchased some special equipment for this idyllic getaway from the Happy Hiker's Hut, which included heavy-duty, ultralight mesh Dunkin' stuff bags filled with fundamentals like dehydrated jerky clods, blowfish dromedary hydration packs and water bombs, perforated groundhog steaks, sand anchors, mosquito coils with blister kits and itch erasers, bar maps and rack straps, bison mess-around collapsible nonstick travel bowls, portable fanny lights, padded cells, and cat crap anti-fog road toad wide-mouth chain cleaners. It took me another 3 hours to set up my bear-proof, flame-retardant, multi-coated, storm-shielded, waterproof, urethane, shock-cored aluminum frame, factory-sealed, freestanding, low-venting, full-length fly vestibule with breathable nylon roof cloth, windows with no-see-um netting, and a bathroom floor. But it fell down Luckily, I was inside at the time, so I made an air pocket, rolled over, and slept like a mummy. You see, I knew I'd have to rise before dawn so I could pack everything up, get back on the road, and make it home in time for work on Monday. This is Hal Stark, prisoner of the 21st century. Happy Labor Day.
Oh, man, I'm trying to still make this thing work. It's still giving me trouble. But I'm running out of stuff to play here. Let me tell you what I played so far while this thing is setting up here. I started out the show with James Brown doing Funky Drummer. And like I say, I should rent that one out. Parliament doing P-Funk. And then I did Screeching Weasel doing Jeannie's Got a Problem with Her Uterus. And then I did Future Cop doing Star Worshipper for my favorite Star Worshipper out there. And then I did Hearts Revolution, Switchblade, the L.A. Riots remix, Ocelot, Los Forzo, St. Andrew remix, Matt and Kim, No More Long Years, Radio Clit remix, and Toxic Avenger, Poker Face. Lies in Disguise remix. And those were some cuts from All Things Fire Sign for all you Fire Sign fans, as heard on NPR, handed to me by a member of Fire Sign Theater some years ago when I worked at a Box Brothers in West Hollywood that isn't even there anymore. But this player is holding up. My computer has been acting up a little bit this afternoon. And that, too, has been no small amount of trauma watching it do its thing. Now it's doing another thing, and it's not doing what it's supposed to be doing. And, screw it. That's what I say. Let me just put this back in. One step beyond. We'll be right back. right. What's going on now? What's going on? What's going on? Something's wrong. Is it the CD? Let's have a look. You never know with these people. Oh, doesn't look too good. Doesn't look too good. Looks like it's kind of been punk-a-ramadon. I don't know, man. Maybe a later cut, huh? Well, here, let's try 8. I bet it's not going to work again. I bet it's not going to work again. Let's just see here. I don't know. I'm waiting for this thing to warm up. I'm trying to get the sound card to work on my laptop. Is it going to do it? I'm getting nothing. Huh. It ain't doing it. Okay. All right. So much for that. Get a little too heavy for you, man. It is for me too. I'm just having trouble with the stuff here, so here, just screw this here.
You've taken your first step into a larger world.
We'll be right back. action. She gets reaction. Loves in my face and I love the taste. She said, you're not the ordinary fella, you're fine. Cause you're oh so intelligent and look so fine. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Cheerio.
Dancing to the big drum, shaking that booty all over the place. The freak standing in line to jump in your face. To say, now I won't leave till I'm good and ready. Cause my body's getting hot and sweaty. And I wanna thrust this, don't wanna rush this. Time to get on the floor and adjust your thing. But can you be trusted? I caught you with another guy, now you're busted. I grabbed you by the hand, he said that he's a man. Well, I can take it, baby, so now I'm gonna break.
If you crazy.
Something I wrote this week on a really windy day. The wind is an animal at the window today. It whines like a wraith. It sings sustained notes. The wind has taken on a persona today. Across the street, it pushes people around. The trees all greet the wind, dancing in unison. Sometimes a break of trees break into a solo, each crazy dance their own. The wind is squeaking in through the closed window. It blows my lighter out. The sky is blue. The wind snarls and growls at the window. In the bathroom, it's roaring up the fire escape. Anyway, it's past five. I've been here for a while. Played some music for y'all. Ended up with Cameo doing Close Quarters. That off of the It's a Beautiful Thing 2-CD set that I got that I played that James Brown off of at the first of the show. And before that was a couple by the Henry Rollins Band, Wrong Man, Volume 4, and some other horrible self-effacing thing that I couldn't stand any longer. And before that was some Screeching Weasel. I'm not sure which Screeching Weasel that was. Let me think. I think I did One Step Beyond. And anyway, it's been a long week so far to discover that I'm suddenly unemployed. Got my last check from work today. Had to go there twice in 2 days to get it. Got all my money from them that I'm going to get unless I make some kind of claim. And I think I'm going to get that underway. And look for a new job. So if you hear of any, let me know. In the meantime, be good to each other in the coming week. I'll be back on Wednesday to talk to you again. But remember, until then, be kind. Show some regard for people. Don't be sarcastic. And don't lie. And, and let's all get together and make the universe conjure me up a new job right away. Okay? I'm counting on you now. All right. Until next week. Oh, crap. Oh, then there's this thing. All right. Bye.